one of my favorite sayings is, thank you until you're better paid, usually is what I'd say to them. Or I'm grateful for that.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if you'd be beholden or obliged or obligated.
No.
And let's see, Lester smokes what?
Cigars.
And Calvin?
Calvin smokes cigarettes.
Huh. He's never been addicted to a pipe.
No.
That's good.
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking that a pipe, they aren't as strong, are they? Or are they stronger?
No. Well, you smoke them differently, or I do anyway. Smoke most of it with my tongue instead of my lungs.
I see. I have worried about Calvin smoking. I was real disappointed when he came home from school and he had started smoking. One of the reasons was that when he tried to do work like he's doing now with his dad, he has more congestion, sort of like this allergy like you have and what have you. Well, he has been the child that has been more susceptible to those things. And this one summer, he worked with his dad, and he felt, we just got to the place, he just felt so bad, and it was so hard for him to go. He wouldn't rest enough. It just seemed like he couldn't get enough rest. And of course, he was growing so fast all along about this time, too, and I didn't have sense enough to think what other things he needed, only I just kept thinking that he needed more rest and he wasn't getting it. So this one summer he worked with his dad and he developed this cough and just felt terrible. So we went to Dr. and he said, well, he had so much congestion. So he gave him penicillin just day after day. And I don't know, seemed like 2 or 3 weeks in Calvin. Seemed to be a bit better. So I asked Lester, I said, I'm just not pleased at all with the way Calvin is doing, and I know that there needs to be something else done. So he said, well, you think you'd like to take him to Rex? And I said, yes. So when we got up there, Rex took a picture of him, and he said, well, he has virus pneumonia. So with all the penicillin that Calvin had had and had stayed up all this time, he hadn't gone to bed with it, Rex gave him, I think, one of the myosins, maybe, and put him in bed for about 3 or 4 days. And that seemed to help. But he told me at that time that if this wasn't taken care of properly, that it could turn into lung cancer.
Oh.
So did you know that the virus is... You know, that might be where one of our cancer deals is coming from, too, with these viruses. I think I read an article not long ago where they seem to think that when they say virus, that a lot of it is started from that.
Oh.
But anyway, so far he's gotten along just fine, but I'm shooting the medicine to him this summer.
Yeah.
I'm giving him a blood medicine and a vitamin, too. Feel like he needs to take, but he should have had those while his little body was growing. And I'm sure that I gave him vitamins, but I just didn't go ahead and I just didn't give him enough.
Well, I'm a vitamin fan myself. I can feel a difference without really realizing that I'm taking vitamins.
You know, when Calvin came home, now he just didn't like it at all. Because I started him in on that.
Uh-huh.
I said, now listen, you're just not used to doing this kind of work, and you need something to help you not get